Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We're live right now so you can join the broadcast, so you can pose your question or seek direction for the real-life issues you face. If there's something you need to talk about, let's talk about it right now at 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and it intersects with your life every day. It's Basic Gospel. We want to hear from you, so call now, 1-800-677-9377. Now to introduce a very special guest in the studio with us today, Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We do have a very special guest. He's not a guest to us.
He's actually
the voice of Basic Gospel.
Yes.
If you've called this ministry in any time or the last 15 years or so, she's the first voice you've heard, Jeannie Thompson. We're so glad you're with us today.
Oh, I'm happy to be here, Bob.
Well, today
this is a treat.
This is a treat. This is a great treat for us, and I know a great treat for our listeners. Today's your last day.
Yes.
You're going to go into retirement, and I think we're going to have to rename that because you're actually becoming our number one volunteer after today. So we're excited about that. But just want to read a passage. I think this is so applicable to you, Jeannie. Paul wrote this about his young son in the faith, Timothy. He said, "I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, that I also may be cheered when I receive news about you. I have no one else like him who takes a genuine interest in your welfare, for everyone looks out for his own interest, not for those of Jesus Christ, but not so for Timothy." And I think of that.
Yeah.
When I read that verse,
right.
I think of you, Jeannie. You certainly take a genuine interest in the welfare of others. You are so kind and just so interested in people's lives. And I think that is a wonderful attribute. And I know that's come as you've grown in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, you came to us many years ago, first as a volunteer, then you started in our data processing department, and then I issued you a challenge one day. Our receptionist decided to move on and do something else, and we needed somebody to fill that slot, and I asked if you would do that, and you said, "Well, I'll just do it on a temporary basis." And I remember that first month, and then the second month, you asked me, "Bob, have you found anybody yet?" As if I was really looking. But you've been in that position for, I don't know how many years.
Almost 15 years,
15
I guess.
Years, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you've just done an outstanding job.
Oh, thank you. I love doing it.
Never found that replacement for you.
That's right.
In fact, she's tried to retire a couple of times, so we keep dragging her back.
Yeah, we do. Well, Jeannie, tell us... you know, what attracted you to the ministry to begin with? What did you learn initially about the gospel that you didn't know before?
I learned that it's the love and grace of Jesus Christ and nothing that I do. And it's taken me many years to learn that. I'm 81 now.
ever learning, and that's a good thing.
That's right, and I can't wait to see what the Lord's going to teach me tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, like so many of us, and I think all of us, we come to God and we think we need to do something in order to earn His love and acceptance. I think that's just a natural part of being human, and that was your story. And as you started listening to the radio broadcast and coming to the Bible studies here locally, your thinking started to change, didn't it?
It did. I was raised in a Christian home. I had wonderful mother and father. But I knew that Jesus Christ had saved me, but I didn't have a relationship with Him. I didn't really know Him.
Yeah, and that makes a big difference.
It makes a big difference. Yes, it does.
Was there a particular verse or passage or book in the Bible that really meant something to you, that really kind of opened your eyes? Like for me, it was the book of Colossians, particularly Colossians 2. But was there something that you heard, a particular verse that just something clicked when you heard it and you said, that's true?
Galatians 2:20 has always meant a lot to me.
Yeah, we've been crucified with Christ
yes.
and Christ lives in us.
No longer I, but Christ in me.
Yeah, that's such a powerful verse. And I think one of the most concise statements of the Christian life in the entire New Testament.
It is. I think so, too.
Yeah, and it puts Christ front and center.
Yes.
So often we try to make ourselves the important part of that relationship, when in fact it's Christ.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. And I had two dear friends who just meant so much to me in coming to know the Lord. One was Beth Stapleton.
Yes.
And, you know, who loved this ministry. And she really led me to a relationship in Jesus. And then the other is Becky Clemens.
Yes.
And she is still, you know, very much in my life. And she's the one who the Lord used to draw me to people at first, and what's now Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed. Oh, you can say thank you to some great friends like that.
Yes. Yeah.
For our listeners out there, Jeannie not only is the receptionist and the first voice you hear when you call the ministry, but she's also our chief editor. Everything that we write, she puts her eyeballs on, and she loves those red pens
to mark out.
And she makes everything that we do much better. And I'll forever be grateful for your help with all the things that I've written and all the things that the ministry has written. But you've also written some books as well, some children's books, and some things that are being used in a very mighty way in people's lives out there.
I'm glad. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
And it was such a joy to write them. And I know the Lord led me
in writing them. Yes, he did.
Well, Bob, as you said, Jeannie is our best foot forward, and she's stepping away, but she was going to be still volunteering and being around here. I know that. I had the opportunity yesterday to share at her luncheon what one of the radio station managers told me on the phone. Once upon a time, he called me for another issue, but Jeannie put the call through to me, and I started, hello, Roger, how are you? And he said, well, Bob, before we get into all that, I just want to tell you, that lady that answered the phone sounded like she was really glad I called. So that's our Jeannie, and I think she is one of the sweetest ladies on the planet. And as I said many times, if she is not the sweetest lady on the planet, she ties all the records.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
And for our listeners, many of you who know Jeannie, if you would like to send her a note of congratulations, a well wish, you can do so by writing to us at bob@basicgospel.net. That's bob@basicgospel.net. She would love the encouragement.
Oh,
she would love to feel your love coming toward her. Jeannie, do you have anything you want to say to our listeners?
Yes, I just want you to know how much I appreciate the calls that you have put in to People to People and now Basic Gospel. For 15 years that I've been able to take, and it's just meant so much to me to hear from many of you, and also to see you at our conferences, and we're going to be having many more.
Yes, we are.
So we'll look forward to that, and I'll be there.
Yes, she will. Well, Jeannie, thank you so much for your years of service. You have been a godsend to us
in so many ways.
We're just so grateful that you aren't absolutely retiring, that you're going to be our number one volunteer.
I will be here Monday.
We'll look forward to seeing you then. And thanks for joining us today for these few minutes.
Thank you.
Yeah, God bless you,
Jeannie.
Well, Jeannie, you'll have the opportunity to hear how Bob and Richard handle some of these difficult questions that we get.
That I want to hear.
Yeah. 1-800-677-9377. It's a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada. 1-800-677-9377. Time on the clock. We want to hear from you, so give us a call right now. As we await calls, here's a question that was sent to us by email from Eric, who lives in Cross Plains, Wisconsin. It says, many early church fathers believed a believer could lose their salvation. Clement, Polycarp, Justin Martyr, to name just a couple. 2 Peter 2:20 through 22 and Hebrews 10:26 seem to back this up. If this is so, what hope does anyone have except to die a martyr's death for guaranteed salvation? Lord knows I fall every 5 minutes, he says. A little reality check from Eric in Wisconsin.
Well, first of all, there's no place in the Word of God that says that if somebody dies a martyr, that's going to assure them a place in heaven.
Oops.
The only assurance we have is the work of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection, and the fact that when he saves us completely. So we just have to rest in that. I mean, no one's going to go and stand before God and plead anything other than the blood of Jesus. No one's going to look at God and say, you know, I died for you. I deserve a place in your presence. And God will look at him and says, well, what did you do with my son? Because that's what really matters. I remember several years ago there was a story circulating on the internet. I don't know if it was true or not, but there was a gentleman that had a son, and the son was in the military, and he was somewhat of an artist or an artist wannabe, and had this painting. But when he went over into the military, he rescued a number of people, and then he died, and this painting was a precious heirloom of his dad's. Mm-hmm. And then his dad died, and his dad was this art connoisseur, and he had all these incredible works of art, and in his will he had a special clause about who would get all of these paintings. And so there was this auction, and they put up this painting that his son had done, and everybody looked at it and said, well, that's of no value, we don't want that, no one's going to bid on that. And finally somebody in the back said, I'll buy it. Yeah. And he bought it for literally nothing. Mm-hmm. And the auctioneer said, well, that closes the auction today. Every piece of art goes to this gentleman. That's what he put in the will. And it was whoever buys the painting of the son gets it all.
Wow.
And that's the story of the gospel. Mm. What do we do with Jesus?
Yeah.
And if we receive Jesus, we receive everything.
Absolutely.
And we don't have to worry.
Yeah.
So our salvation is assured in Christ Jesus. Now, these passages that he mentioned, 2 Peter chapter 2, boy, that's some scary stuff when you read through that. Start to finish, it's like, wow. But
everything.
That's the whole deal. That's the operative word. It's a chapter that describes false teachers. Mm-hmm. It's not a chapter that describes children of God in danger of losing their salvation. It's a chapter about false teachers. Jesus mentioned false teachers in the Sermon on the Mount. Mm-hmm. He said, depart from me, because I never knew you.
Right.
That's what Peter was picking up on when he wrote that second letter, Hebrews 10:26. That's one of those passages that lots of people use to hammer folks. You better bind your P's and Q's, or else God is going to toss you aside. But that's not what that passage talks about either, does it, Richard?
No, not at all. I mean, he's gone through this whole letter, and he finally gets to this conclusion about the new covenant up in verse 18. Where these have been forgiven, all our sins and lawless acts, there's sacrifice for sin is no longer necessary. And then he says, therefore, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, there's some good news there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's victory there. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. So down in verse 26, if you're deliberately sinning, what you're deliberately doing is refusing to accept this hope that we've been given in Jesus Christ. It is purely an issue of unbelief, not of bad behavior.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Eric, I hope that answers your question. Hope you're listening. And if you have further questions, don't hesitate to write to us. Well, again, this is Basic Gospel. Open lines, 1-800-677-9377. Want to hear from you. We have plenty of time remaining, so give us a call, 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Eugene, listening to us in Brooklyn, New York on WMCA. Hi, Eugene.
Hey, good afternoon to my fellow co-workers in Christ. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well, thank you. What's on your mind on this Friday?
Okay. I had a question about the prophet Nahum, and he made a prophecy against Assyria. And if I'm correct, Nineveh is the capital in Assyria, and about destruction. But then you had the prophet Jonah that went on his book, and they repented, and God did not destroy them. But if this prophecy did take place, then Nahum did say, because they fell to the Babylonians. So it kind of confuses me. Is it a difference in the timing of these prophecies?
Well, yeah, there's going to be a difference. I think in the story of Nineveh, you see God's desire for mankind, that we all repent and come to a knowledge of the one true God. And today we know that knowledge of the one true God is given to us in the person and work of Jesus Christ. So God's desire stands. And I think the story of Jonah is evidence of his desire to reach out to them. But even though Nineveh repented in the days of Jonah, they turned their heart away from the Lord. And I think this is the story of God's scrutiny of that nation. Richard?
Yeah, Jonah's prophecy was 40 more days. God was going to give 40 days to Nineveh because of their wickedness. And they repented. They believed God, and God spared them. If you recall, Jonah was pretty upset about that.
Yes, he was upset about that.
What are you
that?
Doing, Lord? But for, in the case of Nahum, Nahum's looking at a longer picture. And God is saying, look, it's not about that repentance you did yesterday. It's about a life lived for me, in me, with me, within the context of the old covenant in those days. And obviously, Assyria did not continue to listen to God, and you don't hear of Assyria anymore. Nineveh is a pile of rubble, and God's prophecy came true.
Yes, indeed. Yep. Eugene, does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thanks very much. Brother Travis Leslie, thank you.
Hey, thank you, Eugene. Always good to hear from you.
Yeah. Great product we have coming out, as a matter of fact.
Yes, it
through
is.
Today, a special offer.
Yeah, special pricing through today. It's Stand, Finding Solid Footing in a Broken World. It's six messages, and attached to that is a roundtable discussion between Andrew Farley, John Lynch, and myself, a Q&A session that Richard Pfeiffer was a part of. These are wonderful messages that give you a solid foundation for life in this chaotic, hectic world that we live in. I mean, we are bombarded daily with all kinds of temptations, all kinds of worldly ideas and solutions, and everything meant to knock us off our secure place in Christ.
Yeah.
And sometimes we do get knocked off, but God wants us to find that footing that enables us to stand through thick and thin. I love what the Apostle Paul wrote about this spiritual warfare. You know, Satan can throw everything at us, and when it's all done, we're still standing.
Yes.
Well, how does that happen? Well, when we find our solid footing in the work of Jesus Christ, when we have the helmet of salvation on, when we have the belt of truth, when we have the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, when we have all of those things, we are standing exactly where God wants us to stand. And we need that kind of encouragement. We
yeah.
need that kind of help as we journey through this life here. So this is a wonderful, wonderful series. It's available both in DVD, CD, and MP3 formats. And all the information on how you can order is available at stand2014.com.
Like you said, with the exception of the Q&A, I got a chance to sit back and listen to all of these presentations and then talk to people in between times. These were some of the most powerful teachings I've ever heard. I'm not kidding. I've heard a lot of good teaching here and other places. This was some of the very best. And the reason I know it was the very best was because of what the people were saying who were there and how it was impacting them and helping them move forward in their walk with Jesus.
High recommendation. Of course, the product is called Stand 2014. You'll find the website at stand2014.com. And don't forget, today is the final day for the special pricing, discounted pricing, free shipping, and access to two teleseminars hosted by Bob Christopher, addressing the how of faith and faith in real life, focusing on marriage and money. So take advantage of it, friends. You can do that either of two ways. Go online to stand2014.com or call and speak with our operator at 800-727-2828.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to our friend Gil listening to us in Queens on WMCA. Hi, Gil.
Hi. Good evening or good afternoon to you guys. Happy Sheep Day.
Well, thanks,
Gil. Whatever you prefer.
And yes. to you as well.
And I hope you also have a nice evening and you'll think of me as well. I hope you don't mind me sharing a couple of verses I shared in the past. They're so important to me because my hearing problem is getting worse. But I just want to be an encouragement. Psalm 119, verse 71 says, "It was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decrees." Then verse 67 says, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word." I came to know Christ in 1992 to Bob George, People to People. And what I wanted to say to people who have physical illnesses or have addictions or whatever it is, don't stay alone. You know, Hebrews 10:25, my friend Martin mentioned before, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another and all the more as you see the day approaching. And I think that relationships are so vitally important, not just marriage relationships, but as Genesis 2:18 says, it is not good for the man to be alone. And I'm suffering a lot, and I'm scared because I've been having some hearing loss. The doctors even told me I had some slight hearing loss, and I'm not doing anything bad to damage my ears. Do you guys know if there's any kind of a disease that can cause hearing loss, even if you're doing your best to take care of your hearing, even though I'm blind as well?
Well, Gil, no.
Have to rely on your physician.
Yeah, you definitely.
Hi, Richard.
Definitely need to rely on your physician. I wish we could. I wish we could give you some medical advice, but I think we would be overstepping our bounds there. So definitely go and seek out a physician. But I appreciate you bringing these verses. I remember a good friend of mine. David, had cancer when he was in high school, and it was in his leg, and they amputated his foot, and then they amputated his leg up to his knee, and then it kept spreading, and they amputated his entire leg up to his hip. And, you know, he stood up before a youth camp and said, "I wouldn't change a thing because I found out the love of Jesus Christ." And I think that's what this passage is talking about. It's not that, you know, God brings these afflictions on us purposefully, but it's in these afflictions that we can stop, reassess, see what's really important in life, and then turn to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what you've done, Gil, and that's why we're so appreciative of your encouragement that you bring to us each and every day. So we love you, Gil, and thanks for calling. Well, we're going to go quickly to Manny in Yonkers, New York, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Manny.
How you doing?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
All right. Good, good. Well, I got a question about, it's about once you're saved, you're always saved. For some reason, it's like I'm kind of skeptical about it, you know, because it does says in the Bible that the only sin that God cannot forgive is by blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
Well, Manny, that's the sin. That's the sin of unbelief. And the moment that you turn to Christ by faith, that sin of unbelief is obliterated in you. Your heart turns from unbelief to belief in Jesus, and God's Spirit comes to live inside of you, and He preserves you once and for always. And so, as the writer of Hebrews stated, when Jesus saves us, He saves us completely. And He is our assurance of salvation. His work to take away our sins once and for all, His resurrection to give us life everlasting, is our assurance that when we die, we're going to be in the presence of the Lord. You hang on, Manny. We'll send you some resources that will help you with that, okay?
Yes, indeed. Once again, we want to say thanks to Jeannie Thompson for being a part of this edition of Basic Gospel. And we love you, Jeannie, and appreciate your being with us.
Oh, I love all of you for sure.
Well, we're out of time for this edition, everybody. Don't forget, Bob Christopher has a very special series called When God Is For You. You'll find it at basicgospel.net. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, for Jeannie Thompson and the ministry team, this is Bob Davis inviting you to join us again on Monday after a great weekend in the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.